KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsberg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. You can hear us on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or just tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
By making a planned gift, you can support KPR for years to come. Options include contributing assets such as stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, and real estate for your charitable gift. Contact your financial advisor or kansaspublicradio.org.
KPR News and Weather are next. It's 6 o'clock.
Man accused of shooting two National Guard soldiers was part of a CIA Zero unit fighting the Taliban. Some Zero unit fighters, including Daoud, now say after coming to the U.S., they didn't receive help getting permanent asylum or work visas that would allow them to start new lives.
It's like that feeling of like you did something, but nobody is appreciating, and the promise that was given to you by your employer was a fake promise.
Daoud spoke on condition of anonymity because he fears for the safety of families still living in Afghanistan. Daoud and an aid group called FAMIL that works with Zero Unit fighters say at least four men have taken their own lives since coming to the U.S. The CIA declined comment. Brian Mann, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. T-Mobile says it will leave its Overland Park location if the Royals decide to build a new ballpark nearby. About 3,500 people work at the T-Mobile facility in Asperia, as the former Sprint campus is now known. The Royals have purchased land in the area as the team searches for a site for a new ballpark. T-Mobile confirmed yesterday it will relocate if the ballpark is built in Asperia. In a statement to WDAF-TV, T-Mobile says the campus cannot accommodate both our workforce and a stadium. Overland Park Mayor Kurt Skoog said yesterday the ballpark is an exciting possibility, but, quote, it has to be good for Overland Park. Work is underway building a first-of-its-kind nuclear reactor in southeast Kansas. Rachel Schnelly reports on the groundbreaking.
Parsons, Kansas will be home to Deep Fission's first one-mile underground nuclear reactor. Bob Wood, chairman of Great Plains Development Authority, says Deep Fission was attracted to Kansas because of the state's experience with nuclear. There's currently one plant, Wolf Creek.
As people say, the language of nuclear is still fairly common in the state of Kansas.
The reactor project has bipartisan support from Kansas leaders and is scheduled to be operational by next summer. It's part of the Trump administration's push for more nuclear energy. There are still questions about how the state would regulate this new type of reactor. In Parsons, Kansas, I'm Rachel Schnelly.
The Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation has fired senior members of the tribe's subsidiary after they agreed to a $30 million contract with ICE to design immigrant detention centers. The subsidiary is known as Prairie Band LLC. After the agreement with ICE became public, tribal leaders posted a statement on social media acknowledging the contract does not align with the tribe's values. The message does not say whether the contract will be fulfilled. The Topeka Capital Journal reports the contract calls for Prairie Band LLC to design so-called secure structures that fulfill federal requirements for immigration detention centers. A Topeka company has acquired 15 assisted living facilities across Kansas. Midwest Health announced the purchase yesterday. The price was not disclosed. The facilities currently operate under the name Vintage Park. Midwest Health was founded in Topeka in 1977. The company operates more than 100 senior communities in six Midwestern states. Weather forecast for today calls for sunny skies, highs near 43 degrees, but it will be windy. In fact, a wind advisory in effect this morning for Nemaha, Brown, and Doniphan counties. That's until 9 a.m. Wind should die down by this afternoon. Today's high temperature will be around 43 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, windy, 42 degrees. Topeka, windy, and 42 degrees as well. This is Morning Edition on KPR. It's 6:07.
Support for
is kind of contradictory, but I think if they can attend for a lower cost, that it is worth the risk.
And in order to do that, they first have to fill out the FAFSA.
Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. Glad you're listening. Coming up on Morning Edition, the man accused of shooting two National Guard troops last month was one of many highly trained Afghan soldiers who fought for the CIA against the Taliban.
These guys were the tip of the spear. They were out on the front so that American personnel didn't have to be.
Now, some of those fighters have come to feel abandoned by the CIA. We'll hear that story at 6:34.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Civic Choir, presenting a festival of joy featuring a variety of choral classics Saturday, December 13th, 7:30 p.m. at First United Methodist. More at Lawrence Civic Choir's Facebook page.
Big news about the weather today is the wind. We'll have winds out of the northwest 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts as high as 40 miles an hour. The wind should die down by later this afternoon. Forecast otherwise calls for sunny skies and high temperatures near 43 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, it's windy, 42 Topeka windy, and 42 degrees as well.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
I'm Sean Lay on BBC NewsHour. The sperm donor whose 200 offspring face higher risk of cancer, some already dead. The Nobel Peace Prize awarded, but where's the winner? And why was an anatomy book given to the illiterate mistress of a king?
BBC NewsHour comes your way at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 6:21.
Support PR News.
This Division is a widescreen movie format from the 1950s.
There's no grain, and the image clarity is beautiful. It showed the full view of your eye, like what your vision sees in your peripherals.
It fell out of fashion over the decades, but this year, two buzzy films were shot with restored VistaVision cameras. More on All Things Considered from NPR News.
You can hear All Things Considered from 3 to 7 p.m. today and every weekday right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, we'll get the latest news from NPR, from KPR, and the latest look at your weather forecast. It's 6:30.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Venezuela's political opposition leader, Maria Machado, is being awarded the Nobel Peace Prize today in Oslo, where her daughter is accepting the award on her behalf. The Nobel Committee did release a video of Machado commenting.
I want to thank the Norwegian Nobel Committee for this immense recognition to the fight of our people for democracy and freedom. We feel very emotional and very honored.
Machado has been in hiding for nearly a year. President Trump traveled to Pennsylvania yesterday, where he touted his efforts to bring down high prices in the U.S. economy, which he blamed on the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress.
They gave you high prices. They gave you the highest inflation in history, and we're bringing those prices down rapidly, lower prices, bigger paychecks.
Inflation in the economy hit a record high of more than 9% under President Biden in the summer of 2022 before gradually decreasing. But since Trump announced sweeping tariffs in April, the overall inflation rate has climbed. The cost of gasoline has been an exception. AAA says the average cost of regular nationwide dipped below $3 a gallon last week for the first time in 4 years. This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A fire in Topeka last night damaged at least four homes. It was in the 500 block of Southwest Polk. When firefighters arrived, three houses were on fire. The blaze then spread to a fourth house. WIBW-TV reports the house where the fire is believed to have started was under renovation. No injuries have been reported. Deep Fission broke ground on a first-of-its-kind one-mile underground nuclear reactor in Parsons, Kansas, on Tuesday. During a ceremony, company CEO Liz Muller said the design is safe because it's buried underground. She said the core of this new small reactor is only the size of a soda can.
It's not a large volume, but it is a challenging, how do you get the power out of this? And for above ground reactors, it requires significant amount of construction for containment.
The reactor would be buried in a 30-inch borehole 1 mile deep. It's intended to power on-site industries like data centers. State officials have said they're still determining how the new type of reactor will be regulated. It's intended to be operational next summer. The Kansas Board of Education is asking state lawmakers to pass a law that would make it easier to punish drivers who ignore the stop signs on stopped school buses. The law would allow school districts to install cameras on the buses that would record the license plate numbers of vehicles that ignore the stop signs. The registered owners of the vehicles would be fined by mail. Kansas Education Commissioner Randy Watson told KSNT the violation often goes unpunished. In 2020, a first grader in Abilene was struck and killed by a car that ignored a bus stop sign. You can deck the halls with boughs of holly, but not your car. Police in Kansas and Missouri are reminding motorists that it's illegal to attach decorations, including lights, to the outside of vehicles. Cars with decorations can be ticketed in both states. State laws regulate the colors of lights that can be on the front or back of any vehicle. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies with a high near 43 degrees. Most notable thing will be the wind. We'll have wind out of the northwest at 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts up to 40 miles an hour before the wind dies down this afternoon. Right now in Lawrence, it's windy, 42 degrees. Topeka, windy, 42 at 634.
Support for NPR comes...
Naeem called that... a strategic win, and irreversible. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Doha, Qatar.
This is NPR News.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Glad you're with us. Coming up on Morning Edition, in Alaska, a federal grant that funded seismic data collection in order to warn people about tsunamis is being canceled. Experts say that could make tsunami warnings less reliable. After that, we'll hear from a dog who likes to sing along to the Morning Edition theme music. That all begins at 6:51.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, offering fun educational programs like Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, Weather Hunters, Carl the Collector, and Lila in the Loop, available on demand in the PBS Kids video app.
Sunny skies today, high temperatures this afternoon near 43 degrees. The notable thing is the wind. We'll have winds out of the northwest at 15 to 20 miles an hour, and we could see gusts up to 40 miles an hour. Wind should die down this afternoon. Forecast for tonight, increasing clouds, lows around 29. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warmer again, high near 53 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street, Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com.
It's 6:44.
Every day.
This is NPR News.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. We come to you from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Still ahead, in about 10 minutes, we'll get the latest news from NPR at 6:04. The latest news from KPR, including a report about a challenge to Kansas's living will law.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982, offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia today from 9 till noon, there's an excellent professional choral ensemble in Kansas City called Te Deum. Their director, Matthew Shepard's dropping by around 10:30 to share one of their recordings and tell us more about their upcoming concerts. Also, the splashy impromptu for solo harp and a few tunes from the Nutcracker played by a saxophone quartet. All of that is coming up on the Classical Morning Show from 9 till noon. If you're listening to KPR2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC.
Public radio listeners are engaged, curious, and community-minded. Your business can unleash the potential of our listeners by sponsoring Kansas Public Radio. Learn how at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Weather forecast for today: sunny skies, highs this afternoon near 43 degrees. It will be windy, though. Winds out of the northwest, 15 to 20 miles an hour, with gusts up to 40 miles an hour. Wind advisory in effect for northeasternmost Kansas. That includes Nemaha, Brown, and Doniphan counties. A wind advisory in effect until 9 o'clock this morning. Right now in Lawrence, windy, 40 degrees at 9 minutes before 7.
Formed on air that he responds to.
I guess Archie is just a morning person or a morning dog.
Baby, I'm howling for you. All right. There's something wrong.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Leila Faldin.
And I'm Michelle Martin.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for joining us. Coming right up, the latest news from NPR and KPR. We are live, we are local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
It's going to be a windy day. All the details coming right up in the forecast at 7 o'clock.
Good morning. A European leader says allies must act as allies after President Trump called Europe weak. And
Secretary of State could try and block the ballot measure, but redistricting opponents say that may not hold up in court. For NPR News, I'm Jason Rosenbaum in St. Louis.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. T-Mobile says it will leave its Overland Park location if the Kansas City Royals decide to build a new ballpark nearby. About 3,500 people work at the T-Mobile facility in Asperia, the former Sprint campus. The Royals have purchased land in the area as the team searches for a site for a new ballpark. T-Mobile confirmed yesterday it will relocate if the ballpark is built in Asperia. In a statement to WDAF-TV, T-Mobile says the campus cannot accommodate both our workforce and a stadium. Overland Park Mayor Kurt Skoog said yesterday the ballpark is, quote, an exciting possibility, but it has to be good for Overland Park. A Douglas County judge heard testimony this week on a challenge to Kansas's living will law. The law allows adults to refuse life-saving medical care if they have a terminal illness and are unable to communicate their wishes, but the law excludes pregnant women from having that option. The Lawrence Journal-World reports three women and two doctors have filed a civil suit challenging the law. They say it discriminates against pregnant women and violates their rights. The state has made a motion to dismiss the lawsuit. Judge Mark Simpson has not yet ruled on the motion. Work is underway building a first-of-its-kind nuclear reactor in southeast Kansas. Rachel Schnelly reports on the groundbreaking.
Parsons, Kansas will be home to Deep Fission's first one-mile underground nuclear reactor. Bob Wood, chairman of Great Plains Development Authority, says Deep Fission was attracted to Kansas because of the state's experience with nuclear. There's currently one plant, Wolf Creek.
As people say, The language of nuclear is still fairly common in the state of Kansas.
The reactor project has bipartisan support from Kansas leaders and is scheduled to be operational by next summer. It's part of the Trump administration's push for more nuclear energy. There are still questions about how the state would regulate this new type of reactor. In Parsons, Kansas, I'm Rachel Schnelli.
A Topeka company has acquired 15 assisted living facilities across Kansas. Midwest Health announced the purchase yesterday. The price was not disclosed. The facilities currently operate under the name Vintage Park. Midwest Health was founded in Topeka in 1977. The company operates more than 100 senior communities in six Midwestern states. Weather forecast for today: sunny skies, highs this afternoon near 43 degrees. Most noteworthy thing, however, the wind. We'll have winds out of the northwest at 15 to 20 miles an hour, could see gusts up to 40 miles an hour. The wind should die down this afternoon. Forecast for tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 29. Forecast for tomorrow, mostly sunny, warmer again. Highs tomorrow near 53 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, we have windy conditions, 40 degrees. Topeka, windy 40. Chanute, windy and 43 degrees. The time is 7 minutes after 7.
Support for NPR.
So from Machado's point of view, a military action to oust Maduro may be the only option that's left to create a more democratic and peaceful Venezuela.
That's John Otis reporting from Bogota, Colombia. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Glad you're with us. Coming up on Morning Edition today, the Federal Reserve is expected to cut interest rates again, though some committee members will likely vote no.
I'd be hesitant to ease policy further, especially given the limited information on inflation due to the government shutdown.
The latest on the Fed's efforts to contain both inflation and unemployment. That story coming up at 7:34.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming concerts, including vocal quartet Il Divo and Renee Fleming's Voice of Nature, The Anthropocene. Details are at lead.ku.edu.
Weather forecast for today: sunny skies, highs this afternoon near 43 degrees. Hold on to your hat, though. It will be breezy. Winds out of the northwest at 15 to 20 miles an hour, with gusts up to 40 miles an hour. Wind advisory in effect for northeasternmost Kansas. That includes Nemaha, Brown, and Doniphan counties. That wind advisory in effect until 9 o'clock this morning. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 29. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warmer again with a high near 53 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Civic Choir, presenting a festival of joy featuring a variety of choral classics Saturday, December 13th, 7:30 p.m. at First United Methodist. More at Lawrence Civic Choir's Facebook page.
Some conditions around the listening area right now in Emporia: we have windy conditions, 42 degrees. High winds reported all across the listening area right now. Chanute, 43 degrees. Atchison's the cold spot at 38 degrees. It's 21 minutes after 7.
Support for NPR comes from the...
Thank you for having me.
She's the creator of The Brett Cooper Show. Our interview with her is on YouTube and the NPR app. There's so much more. We talk about everything from trad wives to Afghan refugees. This is NPR News.
This Division is a widescreen movie format from the 1950s.
There's no grain, and the image clarity is beautiful. It showed the full view of your eye, like what your vision sees in your peripherals.
It fell out of fashion over the decades, but this year two buzzy films were shot with restored VistaVision cameras. More on All Things Considered from NPR News.
You can hear All Things Considered from 3 to 7 right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the latest news from the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today: sunny, high near 43 degrees, but it will be windy. All the details are coming right up. It's 7:30.
Democratic mayor in nearly 30 years. Eileen Higgins will also be the first woman to serve as the city's mayor. NPR's Giles Snyder says Higgins defeated a Republican and former city manager endorsed by President Trump.
Former Miami-Dade County Commissioner Eileen Higgins is now the first Democrat to win the Miami mayor's office since 1997. According to a preliminary vote count cited by the Miami Herald, Higgins will take office having won nearly 60% of the vote in the runoff election. Higgins easily led the first round of voting last month, but she did not get the majority she needed to win the contest outright.
This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A fire in Topeka last night damaged at least four homes. It was in the 500 block of Southwest Polk. When firefighters arrived, three houses were on fire. The blaze then spread to a fourth house. WIBW-TV reports the house where the fire is believed to have started was under renovation. No injuries have been reported. Deep Fission broke ground on a first-of-its-kind, one-mile underground nuclear reactor in Parsons, Kansas, on Tuesday. During a ceremony, company CEO Liz Muller said the design is safe because it's buried underground. She said the core of this new small reactor is only the size of a soda can.
It's not a large volume, but it is a challenging, how do you get the power out of this? And for above ground reactors, it requires significant amount of construction for containment.
The reactor would be buried in a 30-inch borehole 1 mile deep. It's intended to power on-site industries like data centers. State officials say they are still determining how the new type of reactor will be regulated. It's intended to be operational next summer. The Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation has fired senior members of the tribe's subsidiary after they agreed to a $30 million contract with ICE to design immigrant detention centers. The subsidiary is known as Prairie Band LLC. After the agreement with ICE became public, tribal leaders posted a statement on social media acknowledging the contract does not align with the tribe's values. The message does not say whether the contract will be fulfilled. The Topeka Capital Journal reports the contract calls for Prairie Band LLC to design so-called secure structures that fulfill federal requirements for immigrant detention centers. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, high temperatures this afternoon, right around average for this time of year, 43 degrees. Not average, though, will be the winds out of the northwest at 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts up to 40 miles an hour. A wind advisory is in effect for northeasternmost Kansas. That includes Nemaha, Brown, and Doniphan counties. That advisory in effect until 9 o'clock this morning. Wind should die down this afternoon. Forecast for tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 29. Right now in Lawrence, windy, 39 degrees at 7:34.
Support for Ed. This is NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Still ahead on Morning Edition, the Federal Reserve, as Scott Horsley just mentioned, is scheduled to announce its final monetary policy decision of the year today, expected to lower interest rates by a quarter percentage point. While borrowing costs could be on their way down, many scammers are looking to up their tactics. We'll hear about that coming up. That story at 7:51.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs this afternoon near 43 degrees. It'll be breezy, northwest winds 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts up to 40. Wind should decrease this afternoon. Forecast for tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 29. Tomorrow, another warm day, mostly sunny with a high near 53.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
It's 7:44.
Hey, it's A. Martinez. Checking the news these days might feel like a lot. but stay informed should be approachable.
So what's the situation?
Your news.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm Leila Faldig.
I'm Matthew Algio in the KPR studios in Lawrence. Thank you so much for listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio this morning. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and KPR, including word that T-Mobile says it will leave its Overland Park location if the Kansas City Royals decide to build a new ballpark nearby.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia today, there's an excellent professional choral ensemble in Kansas City called Te Deum. Their director, Matthew Shepard, will drop by around 10:30 to share one of their recordings and tell us about their upcoming concerts, plus an obscure Salieri overture, the splashy impromptu for solo harp, and a few tunes from the Nutcracker played by a saxophone quartet. Excellent music, as always, on the Classical Morning Show with Cordelia from 9 till noon. If you're listening to KPR2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming events, including Peppa Pig, My First Concert, plus Broadway shows of Kinky Boots and Chicago the Musical. Details are at lead.ku.edu.
Forecast for today, sunny, high near 43. It'll be windy. Could see gusts up to 40 miles an hour before the winds calm down this afternoon. Right now in Lawrence, windy, 39 degrees at 9 minutes before 8.
In Los Angeles, I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. We're coming to you from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on O'Connell Children's Shelter, serving Douglas County in Northeast Kansas, offering residential and prevention services to at-risk children and families, as well as foster home support. Information at O'ConnellChildrenShelter.org.
Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and KPR, and a complete look at your forecast. It's 8 o'clock.
Good morning. Hello?
Hello?
Jorgen?
Hi.
Hi, Jorgen?
Is it Maria Corina?
Yes.
Maria Corina Machado was about to get on a plane when the chair of the Norwegian Nobel Committee, Jorgen Vatne Fridnes, managed to reach her, finally confirming that she was safe and would make it to Oslo. On the phone call, Machado told him many people had to risk their lives for her to leave Venezuela. There was a standing ovation at the ceremony as Fridnes handed the prize to her daughter. He said they were honoring Machado and paying tribute to all who wait in the dark in Venezuela and suffer the violence of Nicolas Maduro's, quote, brutal regime. For NPR News, I'm Julia Carneiro.
On Wall Street and pre-market trading, Dow futures are flat. You're listening to NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. T-Mobile says it will leave its Overland Park location if the Kansas City Royals decide to build a new ballpark nearby. About 3,500 people work at the T-Mobile facility in Asperia, the former Sprint campus. The Royals have purchased land in the area as the team searches for a site for a new ballpark. T-Mobile confirmed yesterday it will relocate if the ballpark is built in Asperia. In a statement to WDAF-TV, T-Mobile says the campus, quote, cannot accommodate both our workforce and a stadium. Overland Park Mayor Kurt Skoog said yesterday the ballpark is an exciting possibility, but it has to be good for Overland Park. Work is underway building a first-of-its-kind nuclear reactor in southeast Kansas. Rachel Schnelly reports on the groundbreaking.
Parsons, Kansas will be home to Deep Fission's first one-mile underground nuclear reactor. Bob Wood, chairman of Great Plains Development Authority, says Deep Fission was attracted to Kansas because of the state's experience with nuclear. There's currently one plant, Wolf Creek.
As people say, the language of nuclear is still fairly common in the state of Kansas.
The reactor project has bipartisan support from Kansas leaders and is scheduled to be operational by next summer. It's part of the Trump administration's push for more nuclear energy. There are still questions about how the state would regulate this new type of reactor. In Parsons, Kansas, I'm Rachel Schnelly.
A Douglas County judge heard testimony this week on a challenge to Kansas's living will law. The law allows adults to refuse life-saving medical care if they have a terminal illness and are unable to communicate their wishes. But the law excludes pregnant women from having that option. The Lawrence Journal World reports three women and two doctors have filed a civil suit challenging the law. They say it discriminates against pregnant women and violates their rights. The state has made a motion to dismiss the lawsuit. Judge Mark Simpson has not yet ruled on the motion. A Topeka company has acquired 15 assisted living facilities across Kansas. Midwest Health announced the purchase yesterday. The price was not disclosed. The facilities now operate under the name Vintage Park. Midwest Health was founded in Topeka in 1977. The company operates more than 100 senior communities in six Midwestern states. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs near 43 degrees. But it'll be windy. Winds out of the northwest, 15 to 20 miles an hour. We could see gusts up to 40 miles an hour before the wind dies down this afternoon. Forecast for tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 29. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, unseasonably warm. High temperatures tomorrow up around 53 degrees. In Lawrence right now, windy, 39 degrees. Topeka, windy, 39. Atchison, windy, and 35 degrees. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Matthew Algio. The time is 7 minutes after 8.
Support for NPR.
And for a lower cost, that it is worth the risk.
And in order to do that, they first have to fill out the FAFSA. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Still ahead on Morning Edition, the man accused of shooting two National Guard troops last month was one of many highly trained Afghan soldiers who fought for the CIA against the Taliban.
These guys were the tip of the spear. They were out on the front so that American personnel didn't have to be.
Now, some of those fighters have come to feel abandoned by the CIA. We'll hear that story at 8:34.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
There's no time to lose. KPR's annual holiday gift to the community, Big Band Christmas, is this Saturday night. Liberty Hall with the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra. If you love a party, Big Band Christmas is for you. Tickets are going fast. Get yours now at the Liberty Hall box office or on Ticketmaster.com. It's made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka.
You have the power to make a lasting positive influence in your community through planned giving. If KPR's been important to you, please consider a planned gift to the station. For more information, contact your financial advisor or visit kansaspublicradio.org.
Weather forecast for your Wednesday. Sunny skies, highs this afternoon near 43 degrees. The notable thing is the wind. It'll be out of the northwest, 15 to 20 miles an hour, with gusts as high as 40 miles an hour. Wind should die down this afternoon. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 29. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Unseasonably warm again tomorrow, highs near 53. Right now in Lawrence, it's 39 degrees at 21 minutes after 8.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And Peabody Awards. Kevin Drew.
will be missed. His contributions to NPR, journalism, and public service live on. This is NPR News.
This Division is a widescreen movie format from the 1950s.
There's no grain, and the image clarity is beautiful. It showed the full view of your eye, like what your vision sees in your peripherals.
It fell out of fashion over the decades, but this year, two buzzy films were shot with restored This Division cameras. More on All Things Considered from NPR News.
This Division on the radio. All Things Considered comes your way this afternoon from 3 to 7 right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, we've got the latest news from NPR, from KPR, and a complete look at your windy weather forecast. It's 8:30.
One such strike that killed survivors of an initial attack in September has come under scrutiny. This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Deep fission broke ground on a first-of-its-kind one-mile underground nuclear reactor in Parsons, Kansas, on Tuesday. During a ceremony, company CEO Liz Muller said the design is safe because it's buried underground. She said the core of this new small reactor is only the size of a soda can.
It's not a large volume, but it is a challenging. How do you get the power out of this? And for above ground reactors, it requires significant amount of construction for containment.
The reactor would be buried in a 30-inch borehole 1 mile deep. It's intended to power on-site industries like data centers. State officials have said they're still determining how the new type of reactor will be regulated. It's intended to be operational next summer. A Republican candidate for Kansas governor announced Tuesday his proposal to reduce property taxes for businesses and homeowners. Daniel Caudle reports.
Secretary of State Scott Schwab calls the proposal Better Affordable Living by Decreasing Property Taxes, or BALD for short. The plan's name pokes a bit of fun at the fact that Schwab himself has no hair.
It's BALD, it's bold, and it basically forces big government to take a haircut.
The plan would require the public to vote when local governments propose a mill levy increase. It also would make changes to the tax appeals process. If a property owner wins an appeal, their property's assessed value growth would be kept flat or at a constant rate for 3 to 6 years. Many other Republicans in the race are also calling for property tax reform, including former Governor Jeff Collier and Senate President Ty Masterson. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudle.
The Kansas Board of Education is asking state lawmakers to pass a law that would make it easier to punish drivers who ignore the stop signs on stopped school buses. The law would allow school districts to install cameras on the buses that would record the license plate numbers of vehicles that ignore the stop signs. The registered owners of the vehicles would be fined by mail. Kansas Education Commissioner Randy Watson told KSNT the violation often goes unpunished. Forecast for today, sunny skies, highs near 43 this afternoon. It'll be breezy, though. Winds out of the northwest, 15 to 20 miles an hour, with gusts up to 40 miles an hour. Winds should die down this afternoon. Right now in Lawrence, 39 degrees at 8:34.
Support for NPR comes from the state.
We asked if Hamas achieved the goals it laid out in its October 7th attack.
Yes, Hamas has achieved some of the goals of Palestinian people. Before October 7th, the Palestinian question was nearly forgotten.
He said the war brought Palestinians back to the top of the world's agenda and turned public opinion against Israel, even in the U.S. Naim called that a strategic win and irreversible. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Doha, Qatar.
This is NPR News.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. We come to you from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Still ahead on the program, a federal grant that funded seismic data collection in order to warn people about tsunamis is being canceled. Experts say that could make tsunami warnings less reliable. Also, a dog that likes to sing along to the Morning Edition theme music. All of that comes your way beginning at 8:51 right here on Morning Edition.
So
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs this afternoon near 43 degrees. It'll be windy, though. Winds out of the northwest, 15 to 20 miles an hour, with gusts up to 40 miles an hour. Wind should die down this afternoon. Tonight, increasing clouds, low around 29. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Gets warmer again, highs tomorrow near 53.
Support for KPR comes from Eastside European, an owner-operated repair shop specializing in BMW and Mini at 9th and Delaware in East Lawrence, servicing other select European vehicles as well. More at eastside-european.com.
It's 8:44.
Hi, I'm Mary Louise Kelly. At NPR and this station, we take our democratic role as watchdogs seriously.
Very much.
This is NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR, followed by the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia. On KPR2, it's the BBC News Hour.
Support for KPR comes from the historic Eldridge Hotel, offering dining experiences and gift cards this holiday season. Menus and details online at eldridgehotel.com.
Imagine your favorite Christmas carols performed by a swinging big band. That is the formula at Big Band Christmas, KPR's annual holiday bash with the KC Jazz Orchestra. But you better hurry, the show is this Saturday night at Liberty Hall, and tickets are going fast. They're on sale at Ticketmaster.com and the Liberty Hall box office. Again, Big Band Christmas this Saturday night at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. Made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
Going to be a windy day. Sunny skies, highs near 43. Winds out of the northwest, 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts up to 40. Winds should die down this afternoon. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 29. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Warmer highs tomorrow, again up into the 50s, around 53 degrees. It's 9 minutes before nine.
Performed on air that he responds to.
I guess Archie is just a morning person or a morning dog.
Baby, I'm howling for you. All right. There's something wrong.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Leila Faldin.
And I'm Michelle Martin.
You're listening to Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're live. We are local. KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lecompton Historical Society's Christmas Through the Ages. Over 200 Christmas trees with vintage and antique ornaments at the Territorial Capital Museum now till January 4th. Details at lecomptonkansas.com.
Thanks so much for joining us for Morning Edition on this Wednesday. Do keep listening. The Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown is up next. Over on KPR2, you can hear news from the BBC.
Support for KPR comes from the Holiday Farmers Market, featuring over 50 local vendors and holiday activities. Saturday, December 13th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. More at lawrencefarmersmarket.org.
Forecast for today, sunny skies, highs near 43, windy, could see gusts up to 40 miles an hour. Wind should die down this afternoon. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 29. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Unseasonably warm again tomorrow. Temperatures will be going back up to around 53 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, it's 38 at 1 minute after 9.
Live from NPR.